This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've already kind of weighed in on this whole Medicare for All, and nobody seems to be listening to me. So we're Facebook Live-ing this again, because I just think somebody needs to consult a doctor, a nurse, a pharmacist, dentist. Could somebody kind of consult us before you start promising the farm to everybody? You know, that term, you know, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? I mean, there's some relevance to this. Let's back up for a second here. Why buy the cow if you get the milk for free? It's kind of never made sense to me, that whole phrase. But for Medicare for All, some of you guys are on Medicare and you love it. Some of you people are like, you know what, Medicare works for me. I'm good with that. Let everybody have it. Some of you are like, oh, hell no. I like my insurance. Some of you are like, well, the deductibles stink. The, you know, copays stink. I'm not really getting the medications I want. So why am I paying $1,200 a month for my premiums? Why not just, you know, enjoy what the government can provide? Well, how much do you guys pay right now for Medicare? I mean, will this work? It's so easy to promise stuff. You know, when people campaign, it's so easy to promise, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do Medicare for All, or we're going to repeal Obamacare. Promises go left and right all the time. So let's break this down. How much you guys pay for Medicare now? You don't know, do you? I think it's like 1.45%, and then your employer pays the other 1.45%, so it's like 2.9% total. So let's say I'm self-employed. I have to cover what the employer is in place. So let's say I make $100,000 a year. 2.9% is what? $290. That's what I'm paying for Medicare right now. So, you know, when I become Medicare age, God willing, I'm probably going to need a hemorrhoidectomy. Definitely going to need my hysterectomy. I'll probably have a couple cases of supergonorrhea, because they say seniors are really out there, you know, playing the field. So if Corey leaves me, oh my gosh, hell yeah, I'm going to be all over the place. So one shot of penicillin, is enough to, that'd be for syphilis. But yeah, I'm expecting to get an STD in my senior years. I mean, why not? I'm going to live. That $290 I'm paying now a year barely touches it. So, you know, Bernie Sanders had suggested, well, you know, we raise income tax on employers about 6.5%. I think raise income tax on employees by 2.2%. I just don't see where the money's going to be. But it's not even a money thing. Okay, as a doctor, let me kind of break stuff down for you guys. One fear I have in terms of Medicare for All is there's not a lot of doctors out there that want to take Medicare patients. And again, I kind of tell you the behind the scenes sort of thing. So, you know, I'm a family doc. So let's see how my practice went. Okay? I have a teenager who has a cough. All right? Teenagers don't want to talk to you. So that office visit, pretty damn fast. I could be out of there in 10, 15 minutes. Yet 85-year-old great-grandpa who has knee pain and CHF and early Parkinson's. I know people say, well, a lot of older people have dementia, so you don't have to talk to them. No. You talk to them, okay? First of all, most old people don't have dementia. And second, you still talk to them. You still take care of them, all right? But I got to tell you something. You guys don't realize this. You know who's the least paid doctor out there? The least paid doctors out there are pediatricians. I mean, go figure. Just like teachers are the least paid for what they do. We really undertreat the people that take care of our kids. So pediatricians make the least amount of money. And you're like, why is that? You know, that makes no sense. The kid is quick. Has a sore throat. Look at the throat. You know, look at the diaper rash. Tell them to get the hell out. Well, the reason why I think pediatricians make the least amount of money is they can't see as many patients as a family doctor can, or even a geriatrician, because the parents come in and they ask a lot of questions. And not only the parents, but the aunt or the grandma or the mother-in-law. So every time I would see a pediatric patient, my nurse is like, oh, that's okay. It's like a quick ear infection. We could fit them in between your two pap smears. And I'm like, well, no, because how many people are in the room? It's very, very interesting, especially with the new moms. So you have the new mom sitting there, right? And then you have grandma, and then you have the other grandma, the mother-in-law. And everybody tries to peacock, right, their medical knowledge to the doctor. So I'm looking at the kid. I think the kid might have a otitis media and or an ear infection. So I go, okay, well, you know, we'd like to do some antibiotics. Okay, well, great-grandma pipes in and going, well, you know, we used to use molasses and stick it on the eardrum, and that used to work lickety split. And I'm like, oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, and I look down at daughter, you know, who's the new mom, and she's looking at me like, please help. Okay, because I get this every day, and, you know, I just want to treat my baby the way I want to treat my baby. So I got to play both sides because you can't tick off a mother-in-law. You took off a mother-in-law, oh, my God. Okay, you are done for. So I'm like, well, you know, the molasses thing may work. You know, I like molasses, but I'm going to use a third-generation cephalosporin, or I'm going to use a moxiclav instead. And then, you know, she's, you know, they strut a little bit when they kind of like get a little bit. And I'm like, but I love the idea of using natural, you know, God gave us a lot of things on this earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you start kind of, you know, agreeing with them and you engage them and all that. But then mom, like first grandma steps in. And then the other problem we have with pediatrics is everybody asks the same question, but in different ways. So I have a kid with a fever. So I'm like, all right, so you're going to give Tylenol and then you can alternate with, you know, some Motrin. Then mom's like, okay, so you want me to alternate Tylenol with Motrin like every 3-4 hours? Yeah. Then grandma's like, what about ibuprofen? I'm like, well, ibuprofen is Motrin. So what should I do with the ibuprofen? You can alternate the ibuprofen with the Motrin. Then great grandma goes, okay, so what? And you're like, oh my God, can I just have one proxy? Can I just have one person to explain all this to? Okay? And then, finally, everybody leaves, but then always somebody forgets to ask something. And, you know, the pediatricians are nicer than those family docs. The pediatricians are like, no problem, just, you know, take your time, take your time. I'm like, look, I gotta sew somebody up in room 2. I got a possible MI in room 3. Are you guys, do you have all your questions answered? Are you good? Are you good? You know, people ask me if I'm upset that people go to Google. No, I don't. If you want to go to Google, I'm totally okay with that. I mean, if you're gonna ask me the same question 3-4 times, please let Google, you know, take some of that, you know, weight off my shoulders. You know, but I have no problem with that because, you know, I have to see what 4 or 5 patients an hour. So it works out. So anyway, Medicare for all. I don't think we're going to have enough doctors that's going to, you know, put up with all that. People are already fleeing left and right. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel that's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I do telemedicine. So I take care of patients now in multiple states. I have licenses in multiple states now. And a patient had called in, and this is just heartbreaking. And unfortunately, this is something that I think a lot of you guys are suffering with. And it's an epidemic that nobody's even talking about and nobody's addressing. I've talked about it on my show, but we need to talk about it again. So there was a person who was hit by a semi, lost fingers, a lot of the ability to use his hands, leg, can walk, didn't lose the leg, but has issues, and he's in a lot of pain. And his primary care doctor doesn't do narcotics or long-term pain management, and a lot of us don't. I know you think we're just punting and turfing and all that, but honestly, with all the threats that we get, now with, you know, possibly losing our license and malpractice and all that, if we don't feel we had adequate training, we really shouldn't be doing it. So they refer the person to a pain management clinic. So the pain management clinic is taking care of him for a while. Everything's going okay. Then all of a sudden that pain management clinic has to close. Not sure if they went out of business, not sure if somebody retired, but that clinic closes down. So about a decade or two ago, you just go to a new clinic. Have your doctor refer you to a new clinic. Your family doctor refer you to a new pain management clinic. So he did that, goes to a new pain management clinic. They go, well, you know, we'll do these procedures, these procedures, these procedures. He's like, well, I've had it all done. You know, I just need somebody to manage my medicine. Yeah, but, you know, we do procedures here, 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 you know, but what do I do? I'm out of my medicine. My family doctor doesn't write them because they're controlled substances. I don't want to go through withdrawal. And they go, oh, we don't do that. You need to go and see somebody else for that. And that's the pain management office. So you have primary care starting to not write narcotics or controlled substances. You have pain management offices, which we talked about. They'll specialize, and, you know, in their defense, pain management is an art, and many of them do procedures. And they're also under the same restrictions and scrutiny as primary care. And they don't want to lose their license. And so many of them will do their specialty. They'll do their procedures. You know, you'll see this with orthopedics. They're like, look, you know, we'll operate on the knee, we'll operate on the shoulder, but for chronic pain management, that's not what we do. We're orthopedic surgeons. Well, you would think pain management manages pain, but a lot of them don't. They don't want to lose their license. So now you have somebody who is out of his medicines, has nowhere to go, and keeps being turfed and punted back and forth. And you see legislators and you see the media going, yeah, you know, we're really limiting, you know, what doctors can prescribe, and we're fighting this opioid epidemic, and we'll see the results soon. And there's a person right now who's probably crying in his room in pain. And so we have, I think, an epidemic of pain. We have an epidemic of people right now that are being turned out. You know, he said they treated him like a junkie. He said, I have the proof. I have the medical records. You see the loss of my digits. He showed me a picture. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to get high. I'm in pain. And whenever you lose a body part, it's called phantom pain. Your brain still expects that body part to be there. When that body part isn't there because the nerve was severed, it sometimes hurts, even hurts worse than the pain could be with that body part still there. And is anybody helping you all? Who's coming in? Who's your Superman to save the day and make sure you get something for pain? Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, nobody realizes that. So somebody needs to tell these legislators, no, they don't care. They have to get reelected. I mean, I think it would be very popular for somebody to go, look, you guys are in pain, so I'm going to make sure you have something for your pain. But they don't have that control. Already the damage is done. All these doctors are like, you know what? I just don't want to go there. I don't want to lose my license. I still have to support a family. I got to pay off my student loans. I'm just not doing it. And the problem is I don't think a lot of people are going to revert back to pain management. Because if there's only going to be few and far between, many people don't want their whole practice pain. A family doctor likes to sew, likes to biopsy, likes to treat kids, etc. So they wouldn't want their whole practice being chronic pain, especially if that's not their forte. So the damage is being done for every day this happens, and as each state follows suit with more and more restrictive regulations on what doctors can prescribe. And how are the doctors taking it? Well, a lot of doctors are ticked. They're like, who the hell are you to tell me how to treat a patient? But a lot of them are like, you know what? That's just another piece of poop on my plate. and I'm not going to be here much longer. I can't tell you how many people say that's the last straw. That's the last straw. I mean, they don't leave, but they're ready. So many doctors I know have one foot out the door. So I don't see them going back. You tell them that they have to do this paperwork and this paperwork, and they have to check if narcotics were given in any of the all 50 states, and they have to now log into all 50. It's not a national database. It's a state database because the control, the pharmacy board is state run. So you have to log into every single state to find out who is using what narcotic, etc. And if you don't, according to some medical boards, you could be in violation. Most doctors are like, forget, you guys, we just don't do that here. And some people say, well, gosh, they'll lose business. You don't understand. Doctors are already overwhelmed. They can barely see all the ear infections and all the fibromyalgias and all the pap smears and breast lumps and prostatitises. They're already up to their ears and hemorrhoids. They don't have any more time. So a patient that is a little bit more high maintenance, not so much the patient, but in terms of all the things that have to be done to qualify for the state, and then you have to prove to the state you did it, it's just easier to say to hell with that. But what about the patients? They're in pain. Nobody's saying, nobody's doing anything. Now, the other thing that's happening is you might have people out there that are aware. You might have legislators or, you know, I don't know, medical suits that know exactly what's going on. And just like tobacco, they're thinking, you know what? It's going to end anyway. They're not going to die from their narcotic withdrawal. They'll all get off their medicines eventually. Not getting pain medicine may be the only way to get people off their opioid addiction. Well, I'm like, well, no. Now you're trying to play God. No. And how many of those people are killing themselves? We hear about suicides going up. Suicides going up every year. How many of them are doing that because they're in chronic pain? I heard that somebody had throat cancer, and the pain was so bad that he shot himself in the neck. I mean, you don't mess around with somebody in pain. When somebody's in pain, they get squirrely. They get depressed. They get anxious. They get desperate. I can't imagine what a lot of you guys go through who have pain. And again, any of you guys have stories to share on, you know, you not being able to get treated the way you think you need to be treated, please, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The closest thing to severe pain I ever felt was the kidney stone, and that was hours upon hours, and labor. And I was so desperate. I wouldn't sell my kid desperate. But with the kidney stone pain, if somebody said, do you want to die? I would have almost taken it. It was that bad. When you were at that state, because you start to lose it a little bit. If any of you have ever been in severe pain, you usually forget. Your mind's incredible about helping you forget. But I remember parts, and I remember going, I can't do this. And I had a lot to live for. I was only 19 when I had a kidney stone. Never felt pain like that before. Vomiting, bleeding. Wow. I really thought I was going to die. So you don't mess around with people in pain, and that's what we're doing. We have a lot of people out there depressed, a lot of people out there scared, a lot of people out there hurting. And it's going to take us to tell these legislators and the media and the government to quit screwing around with people's pain medications. Because you want to look like you're fighting the heroin and fentanyl crisis. It's a heroin and fentanyl crisis. Yes, people are overdosing on opiates. But let's not generalize it so much. What are we overdosing on? And let people who need their pain medicine get their pain medicine. Or help them get off of it appropriately. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, the special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, broke his long silence about that probe and said that there was sweeping interference by Russia in the 2016 election. President Trump apparently didn't hear that part of Mueller's remarks, telling reporters outside the White House this morning,
"This is all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax." And then they say, gee, he fought back. Isn't that terrible? He fought back. Of course I fight back. Because it was a false accusation.
The president's saying he's going to make a big announcement about the southern border, perhaps later today or tomorrow, calling it his biggest statement so far concerning the border. He says it will focus on people coming into the U.S. illegally. And this is USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Thanks for coming on, Doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration, unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this is weird. There's a woman who nearly died because she actually had a hysterectomy but still got pregnant, and the fetus was growing on the stump of her cervix. There's a procedure called a supracervical hysterectomy where, in the olden days, we did this in America, and I guess they're still doing it in countries like Ethiopia, because that's where she's from, where they would, if you had a hysterectomy, they would remove the uterus, but they would keep the cervix. Now, you guys all know what a light bulb looks like. You got the white of the light bulb, and then you got the silver light bulb that screws in. The cervix is like the silver part of the light bulb, and then the white part is like the uterus. The baby is like in the white part, of the light bulb, the uterus, and then the silver part is what thins and then dilates when you have a baby. You know, oh, she's 10 centimeters. That's what they're talking about, the silver part, right, of the light bulb or the cervix. That's the cervix. And so what we used to do in the olden days here in America is when we would do a hysterectomy, we would take out the uterus but leave the cervical stump. They thought that the cervix that was sitting there would help with sexual pleasure. They also thought that it would help keep your pelvic floor tight rather than falling through. That whatever was holding that cervix there, why mess with it? So you don't have any issues with your pelvic floor or bladder. So they would do these supracervical hysterectomies. And we stopped doing those because people could get cervical cancer. So we now, well, we then decided to take out everything. And now I'm hearing that some doctors are going back and leaving the cervix back in now. Like, well, as long as you get pap smears, we don't have to worry about cervical cancer because we're watching you there. Or if you get the HPV vaccine, and some people are going back and keeping the cervix, not putting the cervix back, but they're doing the surgery keeping the cervix. So if you have a hysterectomy, you need to tell your doctor what kind you have. You need to say, is it the whole thing? I mean, the whole uterus and cervix. Is it the uterus and your ovaries? Some of you guys have hysterectomies, but you still have your ovaries. Having your ovaries removed is not called a hysterectomy. Having your ovaries removed is called an oophorectomy. So some of you guys get a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salpingo oophorectomy, meaning you have the fallopian tubes and the ovaries taken out. Some of you guys still keep the ovaries, but you just have the uterus taken out. Or some of you have the uterus taken out, but not the cervix and not the ovaries. So you need to tell your doctor what the hell you have. Okay? Well, in this particular case, a 32-year-old went to the hospital with abdominal pain and vomiting. She was confused, has a rapid heart rate, labored breathing, swollen abdomen. So it looks like she was going into shock, not only from blood loss, but from infection. And medics found an embryo that had been growing for 13 weeks on the stump, which was left of her cervix after the uterus had been removed. So this is in a medical journal, and this is like blowing everybody's mind. They said the woman had an ectopic pregnancy in which the fertilized egg attaches itself and begins to grow outside the womb. The pregnancy ruptured and caused, you know, because there's blood flow to the pregnancy, so it ruptured. So she lost about 9.5 pints of blood into her abdomen. They say only 72 women have ever been recorded to have become pregnant after their womb removed. I'm surprised there's that many. Well, if you still have the eggs, I'm sorry, if you still have the ovaries, and you still have the tubes, you're still ovulating. And if a sperm figures out how to get up there somehow, I suppose you could get pregnant. That's some super sperm. They say they believe this was only the third ever case of an ectopic pregnancy developing on the cervix since 1968. They say while a complete uterus is the typical site of gestation, it's not absolutely necessary for fertilization and implantation. They added any reproductive age woman with at least one ovary and a means for sperm to meet the egg could become pregnant. They say the unnamed woman in the case report had not been using contraception because she didn't think she was going to get pregnant because she didn't have a uterus. She had the hysterectomy when she gave birth to a stillborn baby. Just 6 years before. And that was life-threatening. Oh, well, no, the second one was life-threatening. So, fascinating stuff. That just blows my mind. I, like, kind of, well, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of babies, they say the world's smallest surviving baby has been born. He was 3 months premature, and he weighs no more than an apple. He's finally home. This was Sabi. Remember, Sabi was born in San Diego, California in December 2018. He was only 23 weeks old and 3 days. It's really interesting. When I was in training, babies barely lived if they were born before 27 weeks. And we would have real premature babies at 27 weeks. I think once we had a 26-weeker and they didn't make it. And here, this is a 23-weeker. So we're talking even a month earlier. 23 weeks is a 4 or 5 month old pregnancy. Oh, Sabie's a girl. She weighed 8.6 ounces, which is about a large apple. She spent 5 months at the neonatal intensive care unit at Sharp Mary Birch Hospital. Then she was discharged about a week or two ago, and she was discharged at 5.6 pounds, about a small bag of rice. She didn't have bleeding in the brain. She didn't have heart issues. Usually, when a baby is born premature, their vessels are very, very thin. I mean, just anything. You know, remember, the womb protects. You got a lot of shock absorption and stuff. And then now, you know, baby's kind of in a, you know, an incubator, and people are lifting them, carrying them, or whatever. It's a lot easier for them to have a bleed or even a spontaneous hemorrhage. So she was stabilized by the life support team at Sharp Mary Birch Hospital for newborns. And then she was transferred to NICU, which is a neonatal ICU. And now she's able to go home because she reached the over 5 pound mark. They usually won't let babies go home unless over 5 pounds. Now, Sabie's mom is anonymous. She had been feeling uncomfortable for about a week. She just thought it was a normal part of pregnancy, but then apparently she had preeclampsia, which she had high blood pressure. And when unfortunately with preeclampsia, you could go into eclampsia and you could actually seize, killing mom and baby. So they had to deliver this baby to save the mom and baby. And she said, but the baby's not going to survive. I'm only 23 weeks pregnant. And Dr. Paul Wozniak, the medical director, said that even the baby was much smaller than the staff had anticipated, but the heartbeat was strong, over 100 beats a minute. Normal heart rate, by the way, for a baby that's term, is about 120 to 160. But about 23 weeks, yeah, it could be in the 100 range. And so the heartbeat was strong, and they were able to get a breathing tube in because the baby was not able to breathe on their own. And then they actually couldn't weigh her because the scale wouldn't record her. She was too tiny. You know, 1 out of every 10 infants are born prematurely. Now, people always ask, are babies going to be okay when they're premature? Most of them, yeah, they do. Many of them actually do well, and they catch up. And when they catch up, they're fine. Yeah, we might watch them a little closer. They might be more prone to some respiratory infections, but for the most part, they develop intelligence, communication, usually as good. 23-weekers, I don't know. We don't have a lot of studies on that. But she is just absolutely adorable and gorgeous. Previously, the smallest surviving baby girl was one in Germany. She only weighed 252 grams. Sabie is right now the world's smallest surviving newborn. Now, some people will say, well, are we messing with nature? The problem is for those of us who think a baby's a life, we will go all out. And if that baby, because, I mean, the thing is the baby, you know, wanted to be born, obviously. Just the mom had this reaction where, you know, her blood pressure was going up. That doesn't mean the baby had to die. So this I'm very, 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 very happy about. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLI. So I don't know what the hell is going on. We were told that if you work the night shift, that you're more at risk of cancer, one of which cancers is breast cancer. Well, then, last week, a study came out saying women who work night shifts do not face a higher risk of breast cancer. I mean, I love that. That's good news. But it doesn't make me feel any better about our medical research and, you know, how we decide if something's good for us or not. I can't tell you how many times we hear, oh, coffee's good, coffee's not good. You need to drink at least 5 cups of coffee a day to get the health benefits. Oh, no, if you drink more than 6, you could get a heart attack. Well, that somebody make up their mind. So now, according to the latest, in terms of you know, shift work, which a lot of us are doing these days, they say there's no evidence of any greater odds of breast cancer in female night shift workers. Charities have found the findings should reassure the hundreds of thousands of women who work overnight. The study comes on the heels of a review by the International Agency for Research on Cancer on the link between shift work and cancer. The World Health Organization has this body of this international agency, and they concluded in 2007 that shift work disrupts the sleep cycle, and that sleep cycle disruption is probably carcinogenic. They say the possible link between exposure to electric light at night and an increased risk of breast cancer was proposed over 30 years ago. They're wondering why these women were getting breast cancer, so they thought maybe it was that. Women weren't home anymore. They were starting to work. I mean, not anymore, but, you know, after the 1940s, more women started to enter the workforce. So, like, I like it. People are like, you know what? They're good. You know, women do a pretty damn good job. You know, and women slowly, you know, maybe back in the 50s, a lot of them went back home. But a lot of them are like, I want to work. You know, so, you know, we saw more women working. And then we start to see more breast cancer. So then you wonder why. So, you know, let's look into that. I mean, I remember my mom. My mom worked for most of my childhood. She was on the run. We would have home-cooked meals, but not as often. You know, we didn't eat on a regular basis. A lot of times we'd have sometimes like food to go or sandwiches or things like that. So maybe women who work, or men at work, you know, but we're talking about breast cancer, maybe women who work, they eat more on the run. Maybe they eat more processed food. Maybe they have more stress. And so that could all contribute to breast cancer. But that is interesting. You know, is the link night shift work, or is it the stress? So, something to think about. So it was feared that shift work could disrupt the body's internal clock, suppressing levels of the sleep hormone melatonin and raising your estrogen levels. But now they say the evidence is inconclusive, and recent research has suggested that there may be no impact on breast cancer risk after all. Scientists at the Institute of Cancer Research in London looked at 100,000 women over the course of a decade. This is one of the biggest studies of its kind, and they found 1 in 50 of the women went on to develop breast cancer. But it found no evidence that women who regularly work night shifts face a greater risk of getting the killer disease. They say the link remained true, regardless of the different types of work they did involving night shifts and the age at which they started such work. They say volunteers were initially asked about their working habits over the last 10 years, and almost a fifth reported working night shifts at some point. Okay, so you guys got the point with that. So now, what does that mean for your eye? And a lot of you guys are working night shifts. I know you have trouble sleeping, and you really can't do much about it. You know, when these studies come out, say, well, you might be at higher risk for cancer, you might be at lower risk. Many of you guys are like, you're acting like I have a choice. Now, you do have a choice. I mean, you could quit your job. I know that's not, it's easier said than done. That's the only job you could get. No, you can't quit your job. But we need to talk about that. So, as the economy changes, as employment needs change, as automation takes over, you're going to be competing with the machine. And machines can work all night. Assembly, we don't have to let people go because of labor laws at 5 p.m. or give them a break. Machines, unless, you know, there's going to be some sort of a PETA for machines, saying, well, you know, you need to oil them once every hour or whatever, because the machines have feelings and AI. That'll be interesting. If these computers or these machines have AI and then they get rights, you know, like Ted, right, did in the movie, you know, if they get rights, human rights, that'll be kind of interesting if that happens. Don't be surprised if you see that later, that you're going to have to give your machines breaks. But we'll just alternate your machines, I guess, or computers or robots or whatever. But now the productivity can just rise. And, you know, you're seeing, you know, now same-day shipping, next-day shipping. You're seeing packages just roll out. I mean, Amazon is probably going to be one of the forefronts, just like Walmart, of how to do it. Not with people, but with machines and robots and automation. And so now, how do you become more attractive employee? Well, if you're like, no, I can only do the 9 to 5 because I got kids, you might not get the job to the person going, I'll work any hours. I don't care if it's night shift. Do I think working night shift is bad for you? I actually do. Whether it causes cancer, whether it causes depression, your bodies were not designed to be nocturnal. Your bodies were designed to be, you know, diurnal, if that's the proper word for it. You're up during the day and you sleep at night. And trust me, I did 36-hour shifts. I was a mess. I don't even remember my whole first year of residency. And the reason why is I was just working on fumes. Which is kind of scary because in residency you're supposed to be training. And then you're doing these 36-hour shifts. That's why they got rid of them. Because you really weren't learning. You were just working. And then, if you're supposed to be trying to become a better doctor, how are you doing that with lack of sleep? So, you know, yeah, they cut that back to now 24-hour shifts, but still, it wasn't healthy at all. I even gained weight. I'm like, how am I gaining weight if I'm not sleeping? And I'm up. I should be making more steps. I should be exercising more if I'm up. It doesn't matter. The metabolism slowed down. The body was like, this is not right. So I actually gained some weight. It was crazy. Periods were off. Everything was just, like, out of whack. So you do need a cycle, but you need a regular cycle. And you need to get a little bit of sun every day. And you need your body to feel what it's supposed to at night. And I think there's more to it. Maybe it's even more than the melatonin. So what do you do if you have to support a family and the night shift for work is your only work? Well, you probably do what all our, you know, what most of us would do and our parents did and our grandparents did. You take the job over your health. We all do that. We all put our work over our health. But maybe think ahead. Maybe try to put your health first. I can't tell you how many people put on the miles and they regret it. And I can't warn you enough. And again, I'm not an economy, an economic show. And I hope those that, you know, do the money shows are warning you guys ahead of time. You better see the writing on the wall. No job is safe, people. No job is safe. Even hair cutting is going to be eventually done by robots. You'll tell a robot what you want. They'll scan your head. They'll figure out your hair. And then they'll do certain cuts. And there'll be guards on the clippers and things like that. Trust me, it's just employers are asking for it. You know, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this Medicare for All. And, how Bernie Sanders wants to pay for it and how, you know, it's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of income and people are going to be paying more for a system. So if they're going to be paying more, they're going to be looking for ways to pay less. And having less employees is the way to go. Put your health first, people. You only have one body. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.